nationally, there are conversations about rape on college campuses. Mm-hmm. There's just recently the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. We elected Donald Trump even after the Access Hollywood tape surfaced. Can I ask the three of you, are you surprised by any of this?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised because there has been that atmosphere, if you will, of this is what happens. And I think in our collective minds, we're like, well, that's how Hollywood is. So that's how rich politicians are. It's just a ski town. We're just having fun.
Chal?
Yeah, I'm again, same with Tom. I'm really disappointed, obviously. I'm not surprised. And what I've learned doing this job is that abuse and domestic violence and sexual violence is so normalized in our culture that we don't even realize it. And it's there's now, obviously, more than ever, forgiveness, or it's okay to behave a certain way because we have people in very huge responsibility positions in this country that just behave that way by objectifying women or by even being offenders themselves. And it's normalized in our culture.
There's been criticism, but also I think more discussion about the role of men who stand by and don't say anything. And I'm curious about what you see the role of men being in stopping this kind of violence or this kind of culture.
Mm-hmm. I think women's rights are human rights, as someone said once. And if you don't think what is a woman's issue as a man is not your issue, you're just not honoring that human rights that you might be very pro, like the Hollywood culture of like we're very progressive and we're very cool, but at the same time we let these things happen. So then you are not very progressive and very cool. So I think that everybody's responsible for it, obviously. And I think it's a behavior that, as again, it's accepted. I mean, it's just like, it's really disturbing.